Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Swati Nigam. An intuitive life coach and angel reader, Swati Nigam uses her intuitive skills, connection to the angels, life coach training with Tony Robbins, Robbins Mundane's strategic intervention, angel therapy with Dr. Doreen Virtue, and EFT tapping training with Dr. Stephen Kessler to help people resolve their emotional issues like sadness, low self-esteem, anxiety, anger, stress, fears, and letting go challenges so they can move forward to create a life of their soul's calling. Her passion is in helping people heal their emotions quickly, gracefully, and effectively. Seeing the transformation in people makes her truly come alive. Swati has written two ebooks, Learn to See Auras and 12 Steps to Happiness. She is currently working on an expanded version of the 12 Steps to Happiness, in addition to books titled Learn to Meditate Powerfully, Meditation for Kids, and Chakras for Kids. Join us for a conversation about how you can feel happier, increase your self-esteem, and move forward to create a life you love. For more about Swati Nigam and to get her ebooks, please visit her website, www.thepurpleflower.com. Welcome, Swati.
Hi, Margot. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to have you on my show. I'm so glad to have met you through our mutual friend, Anna Taylor, who was on my show last week. And I'm just really, really looking forward to talking to you and hearing about your work and why you're doing it. Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what you do? It sounds like you do a lot of things.
Yeah. See, being a typical Gemini, I have a lot of interests in this way and that way, and even in creativity, I do a lot of different things, make this, make that. But what I do is I combine everything when I help somebody. For example, I've done angel therapy with Dr. Doreen Virtue and life coaching with Tony Robbins and EFT, Stephen Kessler, and then Reiki and Kundalini Reiki and past life regression. But it all works together in helping a person. So when I'm doing intuitive life coaching, what I do is I use my intuition to see what is it that they need most at this time. And if they need their past healed, and if they're meeting me in person, I can do a past life regression. And I channel the angels at that time while talking to them and do EFT and use the traditional, life coaching skills and techniques to help them feel better.
Sounds like you have a lot of ways that you can help people. And the intuitive part, though, is fascinating to me. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that works?
So how that works is many people, we all have intuition, all of us. We're all intuitive, whether we recognize it or not. I'll give you an example through a story because I think stories explain it the best. Intuition has been working with me from the time I was a child, as it works with other people. I don't believe in being special or that some people are special and only they can hear. I think everybody does. It's just that some people think it's their own idea. Sometimes we understand that we're being guided. So when I was a child, I was in 10th grade, and this example I tell everybody. So my neighbor came. I grew up in India. I was born and brought up in India. And I was there, and my neighbor jumped into our house one day crying with her one-year-old child who was stiff like a log. And she came and she was looking for my mom and said, we need to go to a doctor and something is wrong with this child. She's become so stiff, hardly breathing. And we didn't have a car. They didn't have a car. So my mom put the child on my lap, and both these women ran downstairs to get a cab. And normally, I was a child too, just a 10th grader. And seeing a child like that, stiff like a log, lying on my lap, I should have been very scared. But a kind of calmness came over me, and the idea came to me, the idea, I would say, because that's what I felt that time, was that I need to run my hand on her chest very gently. And if I do that, she's going to throw up and she's going to roll her eyes back. It was rolled up before. And she's going to start crying and she will be okay. So I did that. I did that without questioning. I just did it. And she did exactly as I had thought. She got up, she cried, she threw up. And by the time both the moms returned, she was fine. Now, I didn't think of that as intuition or being guided by angels, though that is what was happening. But I thought, oh, wow, what a great idea I got. I must be really fantastically smart to think of such a thing. So things like this have been happening all the time. And if people recognize, if they look back, they get sudden inspirations. They get sudden ideas. And that's when they are being guided. You can say it's your higher self telling you things. You can say it's God telling you things. You can say it's your own psychic ability or your intuition or angels or your spirit guides. You can give it whatever name you want. But the point is that we are guided at every moment. It's up to us to listen. So that is what I use when I help people. I let them speak through me. I've learned channeling too. So when I speak to my clients, most of the times I let them speak through me. And even though I'm using usual life coaching techniques or EFT, which is not channeling, but I do let them speak through me. And the words that come out at that time are the perfect ones that they need to hear. I don't plan what I'm going to tell them. I never plan. It just happens at that time. When I listen to them and then I speak to them, and then the thing that I hear most from them is that they feel at peace. Suddenly they feel at peace, like everything is okay. And that is something, that's a credit that I will not take. I know that as a human, I don't have the capacity to make somebody feel at ease and at peace suddenly. I can't bring that peace on you. But it's only when I allow my angels to speak through me that things happen. I know that the way I speak, it changes. What I'm saying changes. And it brings about a lot of peace in them and a lot of acceptance, self-acceptance. And they just feel the sense of well-being, like all is well.
I love that. And it really is, I think, a problem that so many people have, is feeling low self-esteem and or sadness or anxiety. There's so much going on in the world. And I think Anna, your friend, our friend Anna Taylor, got me started on on Facebook, and I love it for all the things that it's great for. But I think that one of the problems some of the people have with it that don't use it the same way we do is that they start comparing themselves to what other people are doing, and it looks like everybody else is doing better than you are.
Oh yes, that happens all the time. And there are some of my friends who would say to me, oh, but you live such a fantastic life. You don't have any problems. You have everything sorted out, and your life is great, but I have a lot of problems, and I don't have things figured out. And I tell them that, you know, it's not like that. It's just that I don't talk about everything on Facebook. But that doesn't mean that I don't have problems. We all have problems. I know.
Yeah, to me, Facebook is not a place to just dump all of your problems. It's a place to share inspiration. And so you're right. I mean, I have problems too. Everybody has problems and challenges in their lives.
And that's something I tell my clients too, that if you're waiting for that perfect day when you will stop having challenges, well, forget about it. Because as long as you're alive, you are going to have challenges. Challenges are a part of life. It's how we deal with it. And you cannot, there is no one alive today who will not have a problem. Everybody has their own set of demons, their own problems. And really big ones too, not just small ones. Small and big, everything. So that is going to happen. Don't think that you are the only one who has a messed up life. You should see it as a messed up life. Well, then everybody else has a messed up life too. It's just life. It just is life.
Yeah.
It's how you see it.
That's so true. So why did you choose to go this path in your life? What inspired you to do it?
I think that most of us, we teach what we have experienced. So to begin with, even when I was little, I would see that people would naturally come to me and tell them tell me things that have been going wrong with them and what's happening. And I would get these, those fantastic ideas to tell them. But what happened was I went into a depression myself. I have faced depression for years. And it was really bad. And Anna has, of course, seen a lot of it. So she has seen me through my lowest. And then I started to, after I hit rock bottom, that's when things started to get better. Because, when you really hit rock bottom, then either you give up at that moment or you decide, I've had enough. And then I started, when I started really using the things I had been training in, I hadn't even used it on myself, but I started seeing when I write, when people say that you want to be happy, then decide to be happy. And it sounds like such a, if you really don't understand it, it feels like it's such a useless thing to say. What do you mean? If you're feeling sad, then you can't just decide to be happy. No, but really it is as simple as that. You have to decide to be happy. When you say, I am going to be happy now, you can shift your mood. And it's just the way you look at it. And then for years when I faced this and even the thoughts of suicide and wanting to end my life, it was really horrible. I went through all of that and I don't want anyone to face that. As long as I can help it, I really want to help people get over it. And it makes me so happy when I can talk to people, use my channeling abilities, my life coaching skills and EFT especially, all of these when I can use it to help them feel better. Nothing makes me happier because when you've been through it yourself, you really do understand where the other person is, how they are feeling. You can feel their pain. Being an empath also helps because you can feel their feeling as your own and you know what they're going through, and I don't want them to feel that way. That is what really started me off, and knowing that I could get over it. I did not use any antidepressants. It didn't work for me. My doctors did try to put me on it, and I tried to use it, and it didn't work, and I just stopped cold turkey. I don't advise other people to do the same, but that's what I did. And then I saw that I did get over it. No matter what the hormonal imbalances, no matter what the problem, I feel human spirit is much stronger than your body, than your thoughts, than your mind, than your brain, than any chemicals, And I got over it. If I can get over it, others can too. So
and you talk about some of these things in your ebook, 12 Steps to Happiness, and this I love the subtitle too, Mind and Spirit Tools to Banish Sadness, Anxiety, and Low Self-Esteem, and not just to get rid of them, but banish them.
Yes, I talk about these steps in this book, and that's where I'm going to write an expanded form of it, and some people from my newsletter, they have agreed to be volunteers and they are trying out my steps and they will be case studies on my book. So I have given these steps. There are some very interesting things, EFT being one of them. EFT can quickly make you feel better, very quickly. When you're feeling really horrible, low, and that time, within minutes, you can feel better with using EFT. Then exercise, then there are certain, then how to change your diet, things like that, how to retrain your thoughts, because thoughts
how to what?
Thoughts can make your thoughts can make or break
your
mood.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if you change that, you've got to, and changing your thoughts, changing how you think, it can be very difficult. But once you know how to train your thoughts, how to think, it is training. Mm-hmm. You've got to train your mind because our brain neurons, they learn to fire in a certain way. If you have been feeling sad for a long time, it becomes a pattern for your brain neurons. It's scientific that you're feeling sad. There's a reason you're feeling that way. And there's a reason it's very difficult to change that because your biology itself starts working against you. But when you start retraining your brain by going on and on changing your the way you think, your neurons also start to work in a different way. That's the way to do it. That's the way you change it and not to give up in the beginning. But it can be quite a lot of fun. In the beginning, I thought, oh, my God, this will be such a pain. I'll have to think about what I'm thinking to police my own thoughts. But it can be a lot of fun because immediately you've got to think, why am I feeling low right now? Oh, I'm feeling low. What am I thinking about? oh, I'm thinking about this and this is not making me feel good. So instead, what can I think about? And you immediately can change your thoughts to something else. It works. It works like a charm.
Oh, I know. I know. I've studied these things myself, and not so much angels and all of that. I've learned a lot about angels through Anna, and I just think that is fascinating, and I love it. I had no idea anything about angels before I met her, and
I
love that. But I
didn't believe in angels, just like you. Even I didn't believe in angels before.
I don't know. It's so funny. I still know some people every once in a while that don't even want to hear about angels and don't want to know about it. But they're fun. You know, that's the thing.
They're
that
fun,
I think, yeah.
They are powerful. They are fun. They can really change your energy, the way you feel, everything.
Oh, I know.
And
I know.
It was so amazing. I used to think they were just these, people's figment of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And all those silly statues, they are very silly looking statues of angels. If you've noticed, most statues are very silly looking. And
right.
So obviously I didn't have a very high opinion of angels or people who believed in angels till I saw them. And that really blew my mind away when I saw them for the first time. They did not look silly at all. They looked very, very powerful. They looked so powerful, you do not want to mess with them.
Wow, so you've actually seen them then.
That's when I started believing, when I actually saw. So this started off, every problem in our life, it comes with a gift. So I got depressed, and then I started talking to a spiritual counselor, and she would talk to me. She was the first one who gave me an angel reading. And as long as she was saying, you've got Christ with you, and Jesus is saying this, everything was fine. But then she said, you've got thousands of angels around you. And then I thought, okay, she's lost it. Something was wrong. Then she said, you've got Archangel Michael working with you. I said, what? What's that? She said, not even who's that. I said, what's that?
Yeah.
So she says, well, he's a very powerful angel. And if ever you get into a problem, if you're scared, just call upon him. I just filed it away as something, rubbish. And then, soon enough, I got this opportunity when what I haven't mentioned is that I spontaneously go out of body sometimes, and I suddenly, or even if I don't go out of body, if I'm there, I can suddenly start seeing things or hearing. And no, I'm not crazy. I just do. It just happens sometimes. And I had gone to somebody's house and was getting bored in their loft because my husband was busy working. So I was sitting there, and then... somebody came upstairs, and I thought it was a human, regular human who lives there. Somebody must have come to work with these people, and he's come upstairs. So he came upstairs, and I wondered why he's here. So I asked him, who are you? And he said, my name is Mani, M-A-N-I, and he was looking kind of weird, and then suddenly he lashed out like a snake. And then I realized this is no human I'm dealing with. This is not even a physical being. And I got so scared because this is not something I regularly see around. So I got so scared, and suddenly I remembered my spiritual counselor's words, and I called Archangel Michael help. I did not even know who he was or what he was, but she had said this, so I just said Archangel Michael help. And that's when I saw these beings pour down from the ceiling. And this is not like I wasn't dreaming or whatever it was. I was seeing this happening. They were like white beings. They were small in size, but they were very serious looking. They were very powerful looking. They came out like so many of them. They just came and carried him away. And that's when I realized that, oh, wow, angels do exist, and they are not at all silly.
Now, was that before
either.
You did the training with Doreen Virtue?
This
then?
Was before. Yes, this was before. And that's what really got me into it and said, wow, this is amazing. And then I started, I just got her angel messages cards, and then I realized how easy it was to talk to them, not just through the cards, but card was a way of starting off. And then I realized I just hear them. I can talk to them in my mind. I don't even need the cards. And then I went for training with Dr. Doreen Virtue. It was just mind blowing, because this here I was when I did not at all believe in the angels, and they just appeared. Not that they keep appearing to me randomly, but that was how they appeared. Maybe I needed to see it that time. That's why.
Maybe.
Yeah, I
don't know. You know, it's funny because I really hadn't ever thought about angels. And then just before the last time I saw my mom was, we had this wonderful weekend together in the end of September, beginning of October of 2006. And the last thing she gave me, Swati, was a little tiny crystal pin that's still on a card, you know, kind of like from a Hallmark store or something, that was an angel, and it said it was an angel to watch over you. And I can't remember exactly what it says, but I still have it, and I treasure it. It's like the last thing she gave me. And it was not too long after that that I started getting a little bit curious about angels. I ended up finding these little white angel Beanie Baby bears. And then the year after that, I met Anna, and she started getting me curious about angels. So I think they're pretty fascinating, and I love how Anna keeps saying that you have to remember to ask them, because they can only help you if you ask them. And
yes,
that's
because
such a
they cannot
great reminder, I think, just
you
for life.
To.
You know, people are like that too. You have to ask them if you want their help.
Yeah, and especially with angels, because this is the directive that they cannot interfere with our lives, no matter what we're doing. They cannot, because we have come here to do something, and we have the free will. Even if you want to really do destructive things, we end up doing, and that's what many people do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the choice of asking them, and they will come and help you. It might not be the way you think they are helping, but when you look back, you will see that you were helped in a way, in a very different way, and maybe in a way that was better than what you thought.
It's so true.
You have to ask them.
After Anna started teaching me about that, and my husband Dudley and I read one of Doreen's little books about it while Anna was here visiting us, and then we started asking Angel Michael to help us with various things. And I swear to God, you know, I really do get help from that. But I have to remember to ask.
Remember to ask, exactly. You have to remember to ask, and you should not be hung up on what type of help you will get. Because we might think, no, help us in this certain way, and that doesn't happen, and then we think it didn't work. And sometimes you need to go through a certain experience to even get stronger, or you learn something out of it, and they will stay out of it then. They will support you in a loving way and help you be more courageous and help you feel better about it. But sometimes we need to go through, and that is what Earth life is about. Sometimes we have to face those kind of things. It's not that they are not helping.
Right. You
know,
we're
not going to live our lives
for
us.
What was that?
I'm saying they are not going to live our lives for us. We have to live it ourselves. We have to live it ourselves. And if there are certain things that we have to face, we are going to face. And what they can do is help us be stronger and help us have a positive outlook.
Oh, wow. So we're running out of time. I want to talk to you about this a little bit more, but first I want to, before I forget to, mention that next week on Wednesday, May 13th, my guest will be Arielle Ford and her husband, Brian Hilliard. And during the show, we'll be talking about Arielle's book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And we'll also be talking about their upcoming retreat on Bali. And also want all the people listening there to think about how they'd answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Swati, you are just doing such a beautiful job of living your music through all the different ways that you help people. And I'm so glad that I got to meet you, thanks to Anna.
I'm so glad to meet you, too.
And she's going to be coming to visit in June, right?
Yep. I'm really looking forward to that. So she'll be here with me, and we'll spend a week together at least.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to learn more about angels, if they'd like to have you do some intuitive coaching for them, excuse me, or any of the other ways, the EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, the tapping, any of those things, they can contact you through your website, right?
Yes, they
can. Thepurpleflower.com.
Yes, and just like I do intuitive life coaching, I actually teach people. So far, I'm doing one-on-one. I teach them exactly how to improve their intuition instead of giving workshops, and I might have things online later on which they can do, but right now I do it one-on-one, once a week or something like that, and I teach them how to improve their intuition, because I feel that is one of our greatest assets, to be able to listen to your intuition, to connect to your angels or your guides, your higher self. So I do teach that.
That's fantastic. And
in fact, I
so
give a lot of information on my blog, too.
Yeah, and then you also have a Facebook page, too, that you share a lot on. And how do people find that? Do they find that through your website?
About what?
The
about
Facebook page? You have a
Facebook page
also that they can...
Most people find me on Facebook just by through the posters that I make and my posters getting shared around. That's how they find me. And some find me through my website, but or the newsletter getting passed around. So that's how they find me.
Well, I have to say that I also really enjoy getting the email, so I really recommend that people sign up for your e-newsletters on your website, and they get the free ebook of Learn to See Auras with that, don't they?
Yes, they do. And soon they'll be also getting the free ebook on 12 Steps to Happiness. So I'll be giving both these away for free.
Do you know when the 12 Steps to Happiness one will be out? Or?
It will be out soon. I just need to add in the video to it, an EFT video. So it's completely, it's ready. I just need to add one EFT video on how to feel better immediately when you're feeling down the dumps.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so just to follow
the
video.
So even if people sign up for the newsletter now or if they have in the past, they'll still get the link?
They'll still get it. They'll still get it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because I will send them the link and they can download it.
Well, I love the proof that you sent me, the PDF, or I mean the layout proof of the 12 Steps to Happiness. And I really enjoyed reading it and really looking forward to getting the final copy of that.
I look forward to sending it to you.
No. Thank you so much, Swati, for being on my show today. And thank you for all the inspiration that you post on Facebook and send by email and all of the things you do to help raise the vibration of our planet and help heal the planet by living your music.
Thank you so much, Margot, for inviting me. I enjoyed being here on the show, and I look forward to meeting you soon.
You're welcome. Yeah, I look forward. Hopefully I'll get to see you when Anna's here and get to come visit you. Well, everyone, it's time to say bye for now, but I want you to remember to do what you can to live your music, because when you live your music, it not only helps you enjoy your life, it helps people around you enjoy their lives as well. Bye for now. Thank you, Swati. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.